We're hearing about some things trending toward normal at this stage of the pandemic. Well, add to that list the amount of money Americans borrow. New data from the credit reporting firm Equifax showed demand for credit cards, along with personal and auto loans, was almost 40% higher in April than at the same time last year. 2020 was an outlier, to be sure, but recent borrowing is still more than 10% higher than it was before the pandemic. Here with a closer look at what's happening is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Ali, before we dig into these recent numbers, remind us what happened to lending in the early months of the pandemic.
Yeah, so by April of last year, Callum, what had happened is people were shunning their credit cards. They weren't taking personal loans. They weren't taking on other kinds of debt. Some people didn't need to borrow for their immediate needs. There were some stimulus checks that had gone out toward the beginning of the pandemic. There was expanded unemployment benefits. Some people who had invested in the stock market, you remember the stock market took a downturn and then it started going up again. But basically, people didn't want to spend money and pay interest when they were worried about getting laid off if they were not working. And on top of that, people were stuck at home. So they were not eating out in most cases and they're not traveling. So they didn't have as much to spend on other than household necessities. So all that put together meant that spending on credit cards and the taking out of loans and credit cards, all of that was down a year ago.
Which makes sense, but, you know, borrowing is even higher now than it was before the pandemic. And I'm thinking about those higher income Americans in particular who saved a lot of money during the pandemic. So why are they taking out loans?
Yeah, so part of this is the Roaring Twenties thing, right? The idea that people have been shut in for a long time, they're coming out, and they want to buy stuff. Now, some of that stuff is little stuff, like going out to movies or restaurants or bars. Some of it's big stuff, cars, homes. Homes have been selling at a remarkable rate, so mortgages have been up, eating out. Credit is still very, very cheap, and if you have a high credit score, you can get low or zero interest credit. A lot of credit cards are saying, you know, for the next 6 months, no interest, for the next year, no interest. So the economy's reopening, and everybody's sort of taking a piece of this thing. Now, you know, people with lower credit ratings are also getting credit offers, but they're not at the same preferential rates. So well-to-do Americans, higher-income Americans are basically being offered money for free right now.
Okay, but is there cause for concern, Ali? Because the Wall Street Journal is reporting that almost 1.5 million general purpose credit cards were given to what are called subprime borrowers in March. That's up 25% from 2019. And now that subprime term is kind of scary, right? We think of the mortgage meltdown. So what are you watching for?
Yes, I think there's huge cause for concern. There was before the pandemic. Americans are generally speaking overextended. And the people that the credit card companies want to loan money to are the subprime people because they pay higher interest rates. So where if you've got a high credit rating, you might get an offer that says no interest for the next year or 2 years. If you're subprime, you might get a teaser rate, say for 6 months, or you might get an offer to borrow money at very high interest rates. Bottom line is banks and credit card companies are making it easier to borrow because they need to get back into business. They need to generate the money that was lost in 2020. 1.4 million so-called general purpose credit cards were given to subprime borrowers in March. That's the latest month for which
number.
We have details. That is up 28% from last year and 25% from 2019. So yeah, I'd say there's a bit to worry about here.
All right, we'll leave it there. MSNBC's Ali Velshi. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.